so excited, as always, to be joining you this Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I need you to tell everybody that Dr. Gina's radio chat is on right now. Send your texts, send your DMs, send your inboxes. Go on Instagram, go on Twitter, go on, and go on. And let everybody know that we are live right now on Dr. Gina's radio chat, where you never know who's going to be joining me live right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Well, listen, this is a wonderful day. You know why? Because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm so excited about being here. No matter what obstacles have come about, no matter what things have happened, course, any kind of dysfunction, whatever, God is still in control. And I want you guys to understand and know that, that he still rules and reigns and that he has the final say. And like I say always, we got to be grateful and thankful for all that he has done, no matter what is going on. Right here in D.C., the weather is 87 degrees and our high is going to be 94. Listen, yesterday it was a high of 102 degrees. I was just talking to producer Doug about that and we were just in shock. But again, God is still in control. I am hoping that a lot of the people that are out in the streets, homeless, that they will go in for shelter, because they are some shelter places in the city of D.C. and also some Catholic churches and churches that will welcome you in from out of that heat. Okay, in Detroit, Michigan, it is partly cloudy right now, 80 degrees, and your high today is going to be 82. You got some thunderstorms coming and, you know, it's going to be showering, but I guess you we'll need that shower to cool it down a little bit. Dallas, Texas, you have mostly sunny right now, 85 degrees, and your high is going to be 97. That is hot. London, you are 67 degrees. You never let us down. You're always true to your seasons. 67, and that is your high right now. Let's see, Atlanta, Georgia, mostly sunny. You're 84 right now, and your high is going to be 85. Let's see who else here. Let's see. Columbia, South Carolina, I'll be seeing you October the 29th. I will continue to make that announcement as closer to the day because I don't want you to forget it. You are mostly cloudy right now. 82 degrees is your high. You know, you're 82 degrees right now and your high is going to be 91. Miami, you are partly cloudy, 85 degrees. You got thunderstorms coming. You're going to go up to 86 degrees. This 89 degrees is going to be your high. If I did not mention your state, your country, you know I love you. And guess what? No matter what the temperature is, it's all good. You know why? Because God created this day as he has created you. Because he created these things and he is love, you are loved. And the day is a great day. All right. So I just wanted to share that with you and let you know that it is all about his glory today. No matter what is going on, remember, I want you to be encouraged in all things, okay? All right, I want to take the time to get the ministerial minute. We got a very light show, but very good show today. We have special guest, pastor and author, Michael C. Robbins. He has a new book out called My Father's Blood. He's going to be joining us in a little while to talk all about it. And then we got my girl, Gina G. You know she's coming on to bring the trending tea. She also going to be giving what she say. And we got so many other things to say and talk about today on Dr. Gina's radio chat. But I want to take a moment right now to give you ministerial minute. Okay. And 1 John, the book of 1 John, chapter 1, I'm going to read out of verse 5. This is the message we have heard from the beginning. Let me see. I'm going to start at verse 8. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar and his word has no place in our lives. Okay, I have been loving all up on 1 John. I mean, the whole book has been amazing. My eyes have been open so much. I know you guys know that I was in a car accident and I know some of you may think, you know, well, you know, why I got to take a tragedy or something to happen? But sometimes you just got to get shook. And sometimes we're so in a comfort zone, especially leaders in ministry, especially those laymen, us just claiming and confessing to be a part of the body. We get so just complacent. We just sit on things, and God wants to show us so much more. We get to a comfort place. We done been through some deliverance. We get to a comfortable place, and then we say, okay, I'm good right here. And then when we're challenged, we don't allow him to take us to the next level of glory, because we don't know. We don't want to feel. We don't want to be without. We're fearful of the unknown. And these are areas that will keep us from operating in the full gospel. The whole reason why Yeshua came on this earth, the whole reason why God came in the flesh on this earth, so we can have power, love, and a sound mind, so we can operate calling those things that be not as though they were, so we can know that we have life and death is in the power of our tongue, so we can come in agreement with his will and trust that all is well, despite it all, that we can make a difference in our in authority and a position that God has given us. So this is why the continual process is going forth. And the reason why I'm saying this is because a lot of us don't even admit that we have sin within us. We don't admit it. We think that just because we're not manifesting being a drug addict, an alcoholic, or promiscuous, or any of those things, fornicating, cheating, robbing, stealing, whatever that, then we don't understand that there's still sin within us. And when I say that, I mean, I'm going to just give you a perfect example of that. When it says, death shall not kill, there shall not kill, steal, or destroy. I mean, I'm sorry. There shall not, you shall not murder. Coveting the commandments, right? So let's go to murder. A lot of us think that that's actually shooting and killing somebody, stabbing them and killing them. No, but you can murder somebody's character. You can murder their character, their whole person. And this is where God wants us to come into, where we are loving. And even in the book of John, we love one another. If we love one another, then that shows that we are born of God, because he is love. And when I say this as an example of sin, is when we murdering somebody's character, is if we're gossiping about them behind their back, if we're saying something against their character. We are to see people the way God sees them, and whatever it is that God has revealed to you is because he wants you to pray and speak something opposite of what you actually see into that person's life. Even if it doesn't mean you even interacting with them, but if you see it, if he show it to you, then you speak the opposite of that person. You speak life. This is what God has given us, life. So that's just one example of sinful. Flirting with someone that you know, like, say, for an example, I know I'm stepping on a lot of toes, but you know what? That's what we do. We love on you, and we just bring the truth up right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. But flirting and doing unnecessary dialogue with a situation. Say, for instance, God had brought you to a door of opportunity. Maybe it's a brand new car. Maybe it's a house. Maybe it's a business opportunity. Whatever the situation may be, he has opened the door for you. He don't need your sauce. He don't need you to add your salt and pepper. He don't need you to add no extra swag to what he's done. The only reason why that happens, first of all, is habit. It's something that has been, you have learned behavior, something maybe that you was born with through generations. I know a lot of women, I mean, coming from the streets myself, I know that women are trained this way in a lot of situations. And I'm telling you that once you give your life to the Lord, once you have surrendered, you don't have to add your sauce. He don't need your help. All you got to do is call those things that be not as though they were, speak something into existence, and trust and believe that you are where you're supposed to be. A lot of us get in opportunities and we're shocked that we're even there ourselves. Why? Because we don't even know who we are and we don't know who he is. That's one. And two, we don't totally trust him. So one, we're disbelieving. One and another, we're not trusting. And so that's where this little spiritual flirty thing, this controlling, manipulating thing comes up and wants to manipulate the whole situation. Ultimately, now you're opening the doors to unnecessary conversation and consequences, which means that if it's a gentleman that you're interacting with and God used him to usher you into an opportunity to bless you, now you got this person that may not know God the way you know, or don't have understanding or clarity. Now you got him looking at you a different way, where now he want to take you out to dinner, take you out to lunch, and now he flirting, and it's unwanted, solicited activity that God did not even intend for you to have. Now, am I saying be mean? No. what I'm saying is learn the attributes and character traits of our Father. Learn how to operate on this earth as the way Yeshua did, in authority, power, and love, and a sound mind, confidence, security, knowing who he is. And everybody respected those that didn't. They came into respect. So what I'm saying to you is that you have to learn how to set boundaries within yourself. Don't be leave yourself vulnerable when God has you protected totally. He brought you there. He's going to see you all the way through. And a lot of, and that's why I say, it says in the book of 1 John, if you claim to not have sin, you make him out to be a liar. Listen, he already knows you got sin in you. He already knows that it's a process of deliverance. The Bible says that he that began a good work in you will complete what he started. He calls you good even though we're a hot mess. He calls us righteous even though we ratchet as heck. We don't have to add our sauce. All he wants us to do is keep it 100 with him. It's nobody else that would be the best person to do it with but to him. He already knows. You know your thoughts. You know them dirty little secrets that you think about. You know how your body reacts to certain images and things like that. You know some of the nastiness that's within you, some of the things that you don't want to admit, some of the things that you don't forgive, the memory recall that keeps coming back. And the reason why I know, because I done been there, done that. I'm still in the process myself. And no, it's not easy. Let me be transparent. It is not easy whatsoever. It is hard to see yourself nasty and disgusting. It's hard to see yourself as filthy, filthy, disgusting rags. It's hard to look in the mirror and think you was right, and then he shows you the depths of your soul, and it is like murk and yuck. I mean, it's not easy. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'd rather move forward with him than to ignore it and act like, oh, no, that's the devil. No, God allows things to happen and occur. He allows for you to see what he sees so you can come to him. Now, in the book of 1 John, what I love about it is that the more you meditate on it, the more you read it, then you begin to understand there's no condemnation to those that love God, those that are called according to his purpose, those that he created in his image, those that that love him and want to be more like him. There's no condemnation in him. So there's no guilt, no shame. You repent, you trust that he's forgiven you, and you move forward and you keep meditating on that word. Why? Because the truth will set you free. The more you get that meditation within you, the more all of that nasty, filthy stuff will depart, because there is no darkness in the Father. There is no darkness. He's all light. So if you're operating in darkness, that means that you're not close enough to him. So when you realize that I'm not doing these things anymore, or now I can see clearly, the scales have been removed from my eyes, that means that you are coming, you are closer, you are staying connected to the Father. And because you're connected to the Father, that light is just going to keep penetrating to that darkness. There is no lie that can come from truth. There is no lie. So there's no darkness that can come from light. So we have to understand that it is the light, it is the truth that sets us free, and that there is no condemnation. So I encourage you, whenever things are revealed to you, don't shut down. He already knows. It says it right here that if you do not admit that you have sinful nature, then you make him to be a liar. He knows all things, and he wants you to be free more than you know, more than you do. So don't retreat backwards. Go forward in him. Run to him. Stick to him. Read the word. Meditate on it. Know how much he loves you. The book of 1 John tells you so much how much he loves you. And another thing, he also gives you instructions on what to look for in Antichrist, those that are anti-Christ. So if there's relationships that you're about to come into, maybe it's a dating relationship, maybe it's a business relationship, maybe it's a ministerial relationship, he's going to teach you how to listen to the words that's coming out of your mouth. The enemy will always tell on himself. We just got to be ready to listen. And the only way that we can hear is if we hear what they're saying is knowing God's truth, knowing his word, knowing his truth, and trusting him and believing him and accepting his love and standing right there. Don't break the hedge, but remain where you are and let him take you from glory to glory to glory. And it's all about him loving you so much that he wants to protect you, and he wants you to operate in the fullness of his word. The fullness, that means power, love, power, and a sound mind, and having that that confidence that he is with you and that he will never leave you nor forsake you. This is just all I have to say right now in Ministerial Minute. But yes, we all have sinned. We all continue to on a daily basis, rather it be something that we said, did, looked at, touched, or whatever, thought about. It's just, this is just the confessions of just humility, of just humbling yourself before God and allowing him to do the work that he promised that he would do, that he would complete a good work, a great work, a marvelous work, an amazing work, because you are everything to him. I just want you to know that. God bless you. This is Ministerial Minute with Gina R. Prince. All right, now we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to go right into our interview with Pastor Michael C. Arthur Robinson. He's an author. I just want to put that out there. He's an author with a new book. We'll be right back after these messages. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Check one, check two. This is Coca Brown.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Is what to say that one more time for me?
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Got it. Okay. All right. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, comedian actress Coca Brown, and you're listening to Dr. G's. I'm sorry. What was that again? I'm sorry.
You're Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. Got it. Okay. All right.
Go for it.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, comedian actress Coca Brown, and you're listening, as well as me right now, to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Won't he do it? Won't he will? Let him use you.
All right. Well, I am so excited to have pastor and author Michael C. Robinson joining us. He has a new project, as I stated earlier, My Father's Blood. Oh, this is so good. He was raised in the streets of Detroit. Young Michael was indirectly groomed to become a well-known hustler and drug dealer. Answering the call of salvation at a young age, Michael would soon fall away into a life of crime due to his turmoil relationship with his father. Tell us a little bit about that. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Well, thank you for having me, Dr. Gina, and I'm so excited to be able to be on your radio chat show today.
Oh, well, good. Glad to have you.
I was actually dealing with the spirit of rejection. I'm the middle son of two brothers. Uh-huh. And I also had severe asthma as a child, and I believe that my father somewhat felt as if I wasn't on the level as my other two brothers, so I didn't get the favor in the house as they did. And at the age of 17, I graduated from high school. I was working and going to Wayne County Community College, and I was put out the house, so I had to find my way. And in 1985, my brother ended up getting out into the streets as well. He was 2 years older than me. He ended up getting shot 7 times in the face. He lost his life. 5 years later, I got shot 5 times, once in the head, once in the chest, twice in the arm, once in the foot. My mother was with me. Then I ended up spent 6 years in penitentiary, and some kind of way God navigated me back into the body of Christ. So that's how my journey was. But I wanted to write in this particular book dealing with the strong religious barriers that have been put in place thousands and thousands of years ago. Actually, it's the exact same systematic attack from the enemy that Jesus had to fight against. And I wanted to write about certain things that keep us out of the church, because the church has lifted up standards so high that people, when I minister to brothers on the streets, they tell me that they have to get themselves together first before they come into the church. And I believe it's because the religious standards are so high. And just like Yeshua was knocking on the door in the book of Revelation, trying to come into the church to have service for a church he died for, we didn't lift the standards so high that we pushed him out, but we have a church without him. So that's how my journey was. And I wanted to write about the blood of my father, and I'm dealing with Yahshua's blood, because in John 3:16, when the Bible emphatically allows us to know that God so loved the world that he gave his life for his only begotten son, that word begotten in the Hebrew is pronounced monogene. Monogene is two words. Mono means singular or original. Gene means genetic or DNA. And what it's actually saying in the real text, it would say God loved this world so much that he died for his only son that had his only original blood or DNA. And the blood that Yeshua shed was really his father's blood. And that blood has often allowed me here in Savannah to work in signs, wonders, and miracles here in my church home.
That is amazing. That is amazing. So let me get you, let's go back to the beginning of everything, because you mentioned that you were shot 5 times, and all of that is in the book. You in front of your mom. You said your mom was there. And so I know people got to get the book to get the details of all of that. Let's talk a little bit about your transformation. What year was that when you actually, you know, received that God was pulling on you? Is he's drawing you to him? What was that experience like for you?
Well, in 1997, just got out of penitentiary. I was out in the streets for 6 months, and I was actually staying with my mom, and the DNA came and raided my mother's house. And in the process of them raiding the house, it was because they had taken pictures of myself and other people just standing around having conversations, but these people were under investigation. And when they raided the house, I was handcuffed in my mother's living room. And I just bent my head down and prayed and said, Lord, if you get me out of this, I promise you I'll serve. And from that point, I kept my word and God kept his word. And I never looked back. And that was my turning point right there.
So then when did you get what was the process for ministry? You knew at that time that he wanted you, but then you had received word about opening up a ministry. What was that like?
Well, what happened, Dr. Jenna, there was many pastors that would call me up into the front of the church to give my testimony. And I became this minister that would have this thug-like testimony. And I was so sick and tired of being used for that portion of ministry, and I really didn't know the word of God. So what I did, I said, I'm going to go to Bible college. So I moved to South Carolina and went to Bible college for 2.5 years, came back up here, and my pastor sent me out here to Ypsilanti Community Church. And that's how my pastorship began, and that was in 2004.
Okay, and then I read that you got married in 2005. What was that transition like? Now you discovering all of these wonderful things about you, and then now you're ready to share. What was that meeting like?
When I was there, just got out of penitentiary for 6 years, and let's go back to what you were just conversing about earlier. I was 5.5 years I was celibate, and I found the wife. I met at a convocation. She never jaywalked, never got a speeding ticket.
God bless it. I never knew that life. Awesome to know somebody who has, but I never knew that life.
Right. So I never ever met no one that was ever in that particular position in life, because years ago, all the women that I dated was out in the club, hanging and doing everything from A to Z, and now I'm meeting someone that's total opposite of my character. So from there, God is really blessed in this line, because I pastor 5 minutes from Eastern Michigan University. And it was prophesied to me that my greatest outpouring of ministry would come from the college campus. And I was kind of intimidated to go to the college campus, because I was used to hooping and hollering. I was a preacher that wanted to see people hang on the chandeliers, and I wanted to see them shouting and dancing. And I had to change my style of ministry into straight-up teaching. And I began to teach people.
So let me, just for the people that are listening, the difference is one may be tugging on emotion, and the other one is actually, you know, doing a lot more impartation in the movement of God. Is that what you're saying?
100%.
Because we just keep it 100 here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I just wanted to say.
Let's keep it 100. Actually, preaching used to make me feel just as good as it made the people feel that were shouting and dancing.
Right.
So I enjoyed it just as much as they enjoyed it. But God began to show me to teach the word of God. And as I began to teach these young college students, and a lot of them have graduated, went back and got their master's degrees, and now I'm pastoring a group of people that's not just churchgoers, but they're intellects. But at the same token, in my church, there was a young lady that was attending, and she was legally blind in both eyes. She began to come to the church, and it was funny, and I say this with emphasis. She's a Caucasian young lady, and she would come, and I would spray the anointing oil in her eyes and pray for her and tell her to walk, which God never healed. So one day, she brought about 15 or 20 of her family members to the church. And I believe that they came to see, why is this girl running up to this church every Sunday for? What is the reason? And it was that day that God decided to open her eyes. And she started to holler and screaming as I was praying for her. I can see. And her mother, her uncle, cousins, friends, and everybody just jumped up and gave Yeshua the praise.
Is this where you met your wife?
No, I met her at a convocation.
Oh, okay. But that's amazing. I love hearing testimonial stories of God's miraculous move of his mighty hand. I mean, that is what it's all about. I mean, that's what I would like to see and be a participant in ministry whenever I go and we come together. We're coming together looking for an outpour of God, and whatever anybody needs, whatever need is, he will supply it right in that place and beyond. That's the whole point of us coming together and fellowship under his mighty hand and his glory and being in his presence. I mean, otherwise it's temporary. It's a feeling. It's an emotion. You go out the door and then it's somebody else, you know, but But when you have gone into a place and we have all come in with the same faith and belief, I think about Pentecostals, the day of Pentecost, everybody received an outpour of the Father. And, you know, everybody was blessed somehow. Lives were changed. You know, they left there not the same. And that's what the expectation coming from the street for me is. Going into ministry was that's what I wanted to see, and the blessing of it as God, and when I was overseer of Gospel Truth Ministries, that's what we saw, and it was amazing. You know, we saw deliverance, we saw healing, we saw miracles, and it that's just what I wanted. I told God a long time ago, Pastor, I said, I don't want to come over here and be the same. Don't call me over here, please, if it's going to be the same as in these streets, because I don't want that. You know, and that's I stayed true to that. I did not want to be the same or see the same. I didn't want the same experience. I believed him to be almighty, you know, majestic. I believed him, to be all of that. So that's what I wanted to see. So you got the new book, My Father's Blood. Where can everybody get this book?
Well, they can go on my website. It's MikeCRobinson.com. MikeCRobinson.com. And they can order my book online. It's on Amazon as well. But you can go on my website, MikeCRobinson.com.
Well, that would be great. And also your ministry. Tell us more. I know you said that you see the move of God, and I know your family and all of the members of the church, you guys are really doing a work over there in your area. Tell us some of the things that are coming up briefly that maybe people that are listening in the surrounding area might want to participate in.
Well, as of now, we don't have nothing off the press, but what we do, we minister at Starbucks once a month. They allow us to have a little place in the common area, Starbucks, and we minister there once a month. We walk out on the streets of Ypsilanti with 50 or 60 of us with our T-shirts on and go out and minister in the neighborhood. And we do that like two or three times out the month because, you know, our summer days are here. We got to take advantage of while we can. And
absolutely,
we just got to do a lot to reach the lost sheep out here in the midst of our community. Because I was always taught we got to make an impact where we are.
Yeah, it's very important. I mean, I know in a lot of cities, there's churches that are back to back on the same block. And I just pray that we can come to a place where we can come and unify. And the common goal is to make a difference in the area. It's not about whose church that, you know, the competition. It doesn't have to be about that. It's really about wanting to see the move of God move wherever we tread our feet upon. And if we're going to the local store, the local gas station right around the corner from our church, I mean, those are neighborhoods. Those are people there. We really have to, take the time and initiative to go out there. I was just having a conversation, Pastor, with someone, a ministerial friend of mine, and we were talking about, well, you go to the gas station, it's always somebody asking for money and stuff, right? You know, and I joked with her and I told her, but I really meant it. I said, you know, when our church used to go out into the streets and minister, stopping drug deals and stuff like that, and, you know, the drug dealers would want to get prayed over and, you know, pray for my mama, pray for this, I'm going up, you know, to court and, you know, all of this stuff, you know, and, I say all that to say is that sometimes you'll run into that one that'll try you. You know, they think that you don't know because they see a transformation and they're studying you. They studying you and they think you don't know. And then when I open my mouth and I get to them, they be like, uh-oh, you know.
Absolutely.
I love when that happens. I love it. Because at first they're like, what does she know? She don't know nothing. I'll tell them in a minute. I was out here just like you. That's how I know. And then they be like, what? I be like, yeah. And then I'll, you know, tell them whatever. And then they'll say, oh, and then they'll start. We'll start dialogue based off of being real. Otherwise, you know, it's just a con trying to, you know, manipulate a situation, and it just don't work that way, you know. So, I just think it's great that you're reaching out, you know, from where you've, you know, God has delivered you from, and, you know, the transformation is visible and all of the things that he's allowed you to do, the training, the degrees, the teaching. I think it's amazing what God has done and where you've come out of. And it's just a good thing that you are willing to go out and just set the captives free and for his glory. I think it's great. I think it's even great that you've been transparent enough to even admit, you know, some areas that where you were in ministry, but yet you were willing to, you wanted more, and you wanted to exemplify him more so he can do more, you know, use you as a vessel for more miracles and things like that. I think that's an awesome thing to share with the listeners.
Well, actually, Dr. Gene, I thank God we want to use in an area of our transparency. I think the church has been so, the old cliche, heavenly bound, that we became no earthly good. But I think people at this point in time, they need to be real. If we want a revival, we're going to have to be real with people. Because technically speaking, the harvest is ripe. But for real, there's no real transparent labors to go out here and connect to the people. So if we keep walking around with these religious philosophies and barriers, then we're not going to be no good to no one. And even Yeshua, he said that the sheep, he called them lost sheep. Mm-hmm. He didn't give up on them. He said they lost, they just have not yet been found.
Right.
And we need people that's not afraid, that's not scared, to go out here in the world and will.
Did you say skirt, Pastor Michael? Did you say skirt?
I said skirt.
Go ahead.
But we gotta be real. It's time.
We gotta be real. I mean, it just reminded me of saying the sauce, adding sauce and salt and pepper. No, this is funny.
You know, we got 30 women in white over here, 15 over here with purple hats on. We got to be real, because people look in the church and they like, well, I can't come in that place because that place won't welcome me with love. And if we...
Oh, they won't welcome you with love because they fake and they not being real. They worse than me, and I don't want to go in there because they be lying and they trying to make me like I'm bad because, you know, I don't look the part, but they look the part, but they really doing the same stuff I'm doing. So you got both. God is dealing with it all. He's dealing with it all. Tell everybody where your church is, Pastor.
I'm located out here in Ypsilanti, Michigan. The address is 333. That's easy to remember. 333.
I love South those numbers.
Prospect. Oh, I do too, right?
333 what?
South Prospect Street, Ypsilanti, Michigan, 48198. My church is called Ypsilanti Community Church, and we worship here 11:30 on Sunday, Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Awesome. Tell everybody where they can follow you on Instagram, social media.
I'm on Facebook, Michael C. Robinson, Michael C. Robinson, and I'm on Instagram at Mike C. Rob, Mike C. Rob. And I'm a little stuck, so I'm not all that computer literate, so I'm just now getting activated in this new area of my life.
He said activated. All right. That was so funny. Okay. Pastor Michael C. Robinson, it was such a joy to have you on. I would love to have you come back on another time so we can talk more about ministry and things like that, and what Father is saying, and, you know, what the church need, and just whatever topic God brings up. You are a friend to the family here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and you need to go and purchase this book, right? It's called My Father's Blood by Michael C. Robinson. Go and get your copy today. Thank you so much, Pastor.
And thank you, Dr. Gina. And next time you in the city of Detroit, you let me know, because we want you to minister to the people.
Well, God bless you, and amen to that. All right, listen, again, you're a friend of the show. We look forward to seeing you, hearing from you again. Go and get his book right now, My Father's Blood, Michael C. Robinson. Thank you so much, Pastor, for joining us today.
All right, God bless.
God bless you. We're going to take a commercial break. And guess who's joining me next? You already know Gina G, voted number one female comic in Florida. She's joining me. You know, she's always here with us. Trending T. And what she say coming up right next. Right.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle, and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stannis. You know me as Thelma from the TV show Good Times. I've just written a book called The Last Night, A Caregiver's Journey Through Transition and Beyond. And it's my life story, and I talk about my transition with my mom through Alzheimer's. So it's a wonderful book. It has great information. And right now, you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Gina G, don't be laughing at me. She laughing at me because I got tongue-tied. I don't know what's happening. I think, you know what, it's Doug's fault. Doug's been sounding all tongue-twisty all morning, and he got it rubbing off on me. I'm like, what? What am I saying?
I said, not up next right now. I said, not next right now.
I sounded either country or confused. No offense to my Southern. You know I got number love for you, Augusta, Georgia, Savannah, South Carolina, all of that. You know I love y'all.
All the South.
You know, my son, listen, I am an honorary Southerner. I lived in Charlotte, so I got the, I can say things like that. Go
ahead. That's right. That's right. Okay. Tell him.
You know, listen, so listen, what's going on, Gina G? And thank you so much for, I know you, I have a busy schedule today, and you are moving and shaking, but we're so glad that you could join us today. What you got for us, girl?
I love being here. Well, do you want me to spill the tea first? Is that how you like it? Is this, did you like the tea? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me spill it and overflow it for you. Y'all know the queen is gone. The lovely, soulful Queen Aretha Franklin. They had a viewing, I'm talking about thousands, when I tell you, thousands of people showed up in the African American Museum in Detroit, D-Town. They showed up. I'm talking about t-shirts, singing song in line, and the queen was draped in a nice red dress because, you know, she a Delta. She was draped in red with some honey, with some red bottom Louis Vuitton pumps on, okay, because that was her favorite. They had her little legs crossed because she was such a lady. Y'all know she was a queen. If you heard the show last week, you know she had a pool shaped of a crown. So y'all know she was a queen. So it was only right to have her draped in red. Her casket was gold. She drove in the car. She rode in the car, the same car as Rosa Parks and the same car as her father on their way to the funeral. But the funeral is not till Friday. She's just in the museum right now. She'll be there for the next 12 hours. So if you're in Detroit or surrounding areas, or if you just got money like that, you got a ticket, y'all fly down there and go see the queen because she's looking good. On another note, we have the Parkland shooting survivor, Dave Hoggs. He was down there at the Smith & Wesson, you know, that's the gun, you know, the gun makers in Massachusetts on Sunday. Honey, he shut it down. Do you hear me? It's a young survivor that survived in Florida. It was the Parkland shooting. The gunmen, they lost about 12 of their fellow students, and they shut down Smith & Wesson on Sunday, and they did a 50-mile, four-day march to protest gun violence. So you know it's serious to walk 50 miles. It's serious. So those kids are still, you know, taking a stand for gun violence. So I must commend them. We have the UK. The UK Prime Minister Theresa May was in South Africa. She's promoting the British trade right now. But you know you can't go to South Africa without getting your dance on. Child, they got the Prime Minister of the UK out there in her South African dance on. It is so cute. Make sure you go on CNN on their Instagram page to watch her get her groove on. It is just the cutest thing I've ever seen. The hurricane and touchdown in Hawaii, along with the hurricane, they didn't had a fire in Maui. So y'all pray for the people over there in beautiful Hawaii, which I'm still waiting to go, but I ain't going to say nothing. But y'all make sure y'all pray for the people in Hawaii. Some craziness right now. I'm going to give y'all some galaxy real quick before I jump into my man, John McClain, who passed away. Let me give y'all some galaxy news right now. There is a storm raging on Jupiter.
What?
A storm. There's a storm raging on Jupiter, people. Let me tell you, it's I'm telling you just to stay prayed up. That's the only advice I can give you. But there is a storm raging on Jupiter. So if you want to see those pictures, y'all need to go on CNN's Instagram as well and check those pictures out. It's going to blow your mind to see what it's just how, first of all, just how amazing God is. And just how we don't even know nothing. We, as much as we think we know something, we don't know nothing. Because he is always constantly moving. So I don't know if we're moving to Jupiter soon, but it's a storm going on right now.
Wow.
At Jupiter. And the sad news, losing Aretha, we also lost John McCain, you guys. I know you know who he is. If you don't, let me let you know who he was. He was 81 years old when he passed away. He was a naval bomber pilot in Vietnam War. He lost the race for presidency 2 times. There ain't nothing wrong with it, though, because he was still trying. That just lets you know if you first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. That's all that means. He also, let me tell you guys, he was captured in Vietnam in 1967, and he wasn't released in 1973. This man was a straight-up G, if I can use my gangster language on the radio today. This man was it was amazing. He was an amazing person. Now that they're going to have for his funeral, they're going to have, former President Obama is going to be speaking in an eulogy. And you know who ain't invited. Just guess who didn't get an invite. Just guess who security is going to turn around as soon as he try to pull up. President Trump, oh, yes, he is not. This man ain't invited to nothing. Now, you know you ain't the most popular kid in school when you ain't invited to none of the parties. You ain't even invited to the funerals. So Donald Trump is not invited to John McCain's funeral, which, I mean, they've had their differences. But, you know, you would think that the president of the United States would still be invited to his funeral. But you know what? It's just too much chaos. And you know, that man with his Twitter fingers always has something negative to say. So we just want to send our love and support to the McCain family because he was an awesome guy. I mean, he was just an awesome guy. That the New York Stock Exchange had a moment of silence for him. And you know, when you shut down the stock exchange, you got to be somebody. Because this stock exchange is constantly moving. Every second, there's something going on, money to be made. So for them to have a moment of silence for John McCain just means a lot of the type of person that he was. So just love and prayers to him. And y'all, make sure y'all try to go see Aretha. That is all the tea that I got going on that's good enough to spread on the radio. Now, I don't know if you're ready for what she say, Dr. Jean. I don't know if
you're ready. I'm ready for what she say. Bring it on.
Child, what she say today is get you some business. Did she say it? Yeah, she said it. What she say? I said, get you some business. It's so many people out here that just be sticking their nose in your business, they business, somebody down the street business, the neighbor business, the girl at work. If you don't get you some business, I'm going to need y'all to get y'all some business. Y'all can say out of everybody else's business. When you look at the world today and you look on social media and you just so happen to stumble across a conversation, it's somebody always talking about somebody else. And it's somebody else's life. It's unmarried people trying to give married people advice. It's married people trying to hang out with single people and give them advice. Get you some business so you can stay out of everybody else's. I'm going to need y'all to get y'all a hobby. Y'all can start sewing, knitting. Go work out. Get the health and fitness and soul videos so you can start a workout regimen. You got to do something with yourself. I need y'all to get y'all some business. What she say? Yeah, I said it. Today is the day. What is this? August the 29th, get you some business. And today is not also get you some business day. You guess what day it is, Dr. Jean?
What?
I'm going to get your head. Beat it. Just beat it. Woo! It is Michael Jackson's 60th birthday today, y'all. Michael Jackson will be 60 years old today. So happy birthday. Shout out to Michael Jackson. I know he should be moonwalking. He might moonwalk slow at 60, but I think he would still be moonwalking. And that's just my opinion.
That is hilarious. I can't even imagine.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Well, this has been an amazing show. What you got going on this weekend? Anything?
Well, this weekend, you know, I have my in-laws in town, people, and I know all over the world, if you don't know what it's like to have your in-laws in town, whew, I mean, you are literally busy from the time you wake up to the time you have to make yourself go to bed, or you go, if you have in-laws like me, you in Walmart, because I done been to Walmart 3 times already, and they just got here Sunday. So if they anything like my in-laws, this weekend I will be at the mall. I'll probably be back at Walmart. And I know she's trying to go to DSW. So my weekend is, it's pretty busy, Dr. Gina. We're shopping. That's it. Orientation.
You're going to be Walmart. Y'all going to be doing Walmart.
Yes. I've been there 3 times already, honey. They got here Sunday night. What's today? Today is Wednesday. We have been there 3 times.
Oh my gosh. Well, listen, I know you're going to have a good time, and we don't have a lot of time going on, but I know you're going to have fun. I wish I was there with you guys. I'm going to be in Raleigh this weekend celebrating Labor Day with my mom, my sister, my niece. Her birthday is today. Happy birthday, Kimani Lee. She's 4 years old. She's so cute. She's 4 years old today. Time is flying. And so I'm excited about that. But I can't end the show without making this announcement. This is a PSA. I hate to even make this announcement, but I have to. Those of you that are in Atlanta, Georgia, and any surrounding areas, I am looking for, me and another group of people are looking for our friend, Prophetess Tara Caressa. I got a call, and it was a call from a lady that follows us both on internet. And she said that she was listed as a person to go to for Tara in another country to go and minister. And she frequent there quite a bit. She got a call from them. The lady that reached out to me got a call from them in that country stating that she never made it there. It has been 2 weeks since I have gotten that call. And the lady did put up a video asking for people that if you on Instagram, and then someone asking that if anyone's seen her, please have her to, you know, let us know that she's okay. And she was having conversation. She was having conversation with a lady that disputed Prophetess Tara Caressa's whereabouts and saying she was okay and that she needed to take the video down. And so they had some dialogue back and forth. And so the lady ended up taking the video down, and she felt like she was, you know, mistreated trying to do the right thing. I'm just giving the most details that I have. I ended up reaching out to a mutual associate friend of ours and asked, did she hear of her? And she said she hadn't heard anything from her. She called her direct line, and it went straight to voicemail. We've been looking day and day for something on Instagram or social media. We do not know her family. We do not know of any affiliations with an assistant, a booking agent, a manager. As far as I know, she's been doing all of that on her own. But she's heavily saturated in traveling globally, ministry, and with her prophetic ministry, and God has been using her. The young lady that I reached out to, our mutual friend, she then reached out to someone, a pastor that has been like her covering, and he stated that he hadn't heard anything either. So I talked to her today because it was asked if I could make an announcement on the radio show, and I wanted to make sure that this wasn't a getaway or, you know, a sabbatical or you know, something like that. But we have not heard from her. And I'm asking that because I was called. I mean, I noticed that I hadn't seen any posts, but I was called out of nowhere about this situation. And I don't want to let it go without doing anything or whatever I can do besides praying and announcing it on the show. I just ask that somebody tell her to reach out to somebody, maybe, you know, an assistant or a manager that can maybe post something just to let people know that, you know, have been following her on Instagram, people that have been trying to reach her to book her for things, people that are looking forward to some of her speaking engagements that she does on the I think it's the telephone conference number and the Instagram Live. I mean, she does a lot of ministry and a lot of interaction with people, thousands of people that follow her. And so I just, you know, at least I know Jonathan at least knew where David was in the cave. So I just want somebody to let somebody know. I want somebody to please take the initiative to let us know that she is good. That's right. All. I mean, because we do care. We do love her. She, you know, she a sassy little thing. You know, she's just so tiny. She's, I can put her in my pocket. She's so little, you know, and but she's so powerful, you know, and I just want to make sure she's good. I mean, you know, I have taken notice myself outside of the calls that I hadn't seen her posting anything. And that's where my concern is. I don't know what the lady, where she is at this point with her information and what she's doing with it, but she did say that they did reach out to her from this country and said that she never showed up, and that's just not like her. So anyway, that's where our concern lies. So all right, if you do know, please you know, DM me on Gina at Gina R. Prince. You know, that would be helpful. Or inbox me on Dr. Gina's radio chat on Facebook or on my Dr. Gina's radio chat on Facebook or on Dr. Gina R. Prince on my personal Facebook page. You can inbox me. You can even call me. My number is public. My information is public. If you don't want this public, then you can reach out to me. But reach out to somebody. If you know a family member, somebody say something. That's all.
Wow. That's some difficult news. I hope she is sound. I pray for her safety and her family. And I mean, that's a tough one. It just goes to show you, don't matter how old you are, and you can be missing now. So you know, that's what's really good to stay. You know, letting people know where you're going. That's something you can learn from this experience. You know, let people know where you're going. If it's just one somebody, you know, hey, I'm going here for the weekend, or hey, you know, just let somebody know where you are. Anybody.
I know.
Dr. Gina.
Yeah, I'm believing that. We're all believing that. And that's just what we're going to stand on. And, you know, that's what we're going to go by. But at least, you know, it's from my heart. You know, we both, all of us have done something to try. Like I said, you know, the lady posted the video. The other lady reached out to the pastor. I'm, you know, using this platform, and just hopefully somebody will do something. And like I said, nobody wants to invade on anybody's personal space whatsoever. But I know that if I was missing, or if something was, I would want to know that somebody knew that I was missing. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I'm taking a sabbatical, but at least I know somebody paying attention. You know what I'm saying? I would want to know that somebody was paying attention, because that lets other people know that, oh, wait, she's back.
Not alone.
You know,
that's
just in case somebody try you. You know what I'm saying? So that's just I'm coming from. That's just street ethic. You know, that's just bottom line.
Right.
So anyway, listen, this was a great show today. I loved the interview with Pastor Michael C. Robinson. Go get his book, My Father's Blood. And then next week, we're going to get some follow-up information on Aretha Franklin's funeral, whole week of celebration of her. Foodie's going to be joining us back. And you just never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's radio chat. So that's why you got to stay tuned. All right, you guys. I love you guys. Go ahead and follow us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, all of that. Gina G Too Funny, right?
That's right. Gina G Too Funny on Instagram and Gina G T O O Funny on Facebook.
Yep, and me, Gina R. Prince, on Twitter and Instagram, and Gina, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat on Facebook. I'm on Snapchat and all that, but since Instagram keep moving on up the ladder with all that stuff, I can't be doing all of that stuff. It's the same thing, so I just stick with one thing.
Listen, it's hard. You can,
yes, go ahead and get Born in the Sin, Transformed into Destiny. Go ahead and get The Keys Against the Enemy. Go ahead and get Health and Soul Fitness DVD. All of it's digital. Go ahead and check it out. If you are at the Library of Congress, go and check it out. Take a picture of Born in the Sin, Transforming the Destiny, and send it to me so I can post it and show that you have been at the Library of Congress with Born in the Sin, Transforming the Destiny. Until next time, listen, you guys, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We are loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Mm-hmm. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.